This morning, we'd like to speak to you from the book of James, the second chapter, verses 14 through 20, and supporting scripture coming from Galatians 6, 4 through 7. The Bible reads, "What though it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it have not works, is dead being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou have faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devil also believe and tremble. But with thy know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead." Galatians 6, 4 and 7, you already heard in your hearing. "But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought this morning. We will all have our day. We will all have our day. Thank God we rose this morning. Blood still running warm in our veins. Yes, sir, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve this morning. He is truly worthy of all of our praises. We can't praise him enough for all that the Lord God has done for us. And so we just continue to give God praise, thanking him for all that he is yet still doing. Somebody just don't realize how good God is. But I'm so glad not to be one of them. Hallelujah. I know I rose this morning only by the grace of God. And because of his goodness, we are here once again to declare his holy and righteous word. Truly, God is worthy this morning. And we are thankful because it's by his grace that we've been blessed to come and celebrate and share in another homecoming and revival season here at the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, where we considered and declared that everybody is somebody. Don't never let nobody belittle you because you don't do what they want you to do. You got to work out your own soul salvation. You may not be able to sing like Daniel, but if you can just sing just like the birds, a tweet, tweet, or doody-doody, it'll be all right with the Lord if it comes from the depths of your heart. So many times we sit back and we complain about what somebody else is doing, but it's time for us to be about our Father's business. Truly, I'm so thankful to God to be back in this holy sanctuary one more time. Thanking God to be able to stand this morning. Had it in my mind yesterday, I'm going to do whatever I can so I can stand in the morning. And so thank God I'm standing. And while I'm standing, I'm going to give God glory. I'm going to give God the praise. But you just don't know when your last day, when your last moment is going to be. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. We were just grateful and very blessed last week on our trip. And I just thank God for that because it's good to get away. We were there for a work, but we also had a lot of pleasure. And so that was a good thing. And so we're just thankful to God for going with us, bringing us back. And then when we come back, it's time for revival. What a better time to be than to have revival here at our own house of worship, where all of our sister churches can be in fellowship and thank God with us as we glorify the Lord for all that he is yet still doing. See, one thing we got to understand is it doesn't matter what the denomination is, who the pastor is, what the church looked like. Because what the church looked like on the building, that's just the church building. But I'm concerned about the church that lies within us. You got to have something down on the inside. If you got something down on the inside when you can't make it to the physical building, you can still call on the master, and the master will still hear your humble cry. I know that there are some that know that when you're at home, you can glorify God just like you can in the house of God. Don't limit yourself to being in the company of witnesses. But I do declare that it's a wonderful thing for us to assemble ourselves together. But it's also good to be able to have that private time with the Lord. I believe that's why David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want," because every now and again, I have to just talk to him. I never stand without talking to God. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. So many of us that are here, that was here last year, have passed on. But thanks be to God, we are able to say we are still here. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that spirit that went through earlier, because it's good to be here. It's good to know that God has blessed you one more time. There's so much going on in the world, but even in the world as it is, God is still in control. Now, as we approach our revival, I hope and pray that we've been praying for the revival. And if we have not been praying, now is a good time to start. Don't wait until tomorrow night. We're going to start this thing this morning. It's already started as far as I'm concerned, because when the Spirit comes in, you may not get it on that time, but don't wait on a particular time or a particular song or a particular preacher. When the Spirit of God starts to move, you better grab hold while you got a chance. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. I thank God this morning, because if we expect a move from God, we got to ask him to come in and intercede on our behalf. We can't do it all by ourselves. And I found out a long time ago, it's not about you, it's about the Spirit of God that dwells in you. Every one of you got a spirit. Every one of us got purpose. We may not know what that purpose is. And when we say purpose, that does not necessarily mean that you got to have some office, or you got to be some preacher, or you got to be somebody that's in a high place. Your purpose might just be being you, being a friend to mankind, being that one that somebody can depend on when they're going through their hard times. You got to understand that when you go through the hard time, God blesses you. And when you get through that hard time, then you owe God a praise for what God has done. How many of you are willing to tell God, "Lord, I just thank you for what I've already been through. I thank you for that thing that is behind me, but I'm not worried about what's behind me. Lord, I'm going to thank God for right now. And then I'm going to look out to the future, pressing toward the mark. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The press must go on." It's good to have our visiting churches to come and share with us, but it's more important that we support our own revival. So, Fowl's Chapel, we're looking for you this week. And I'm going to scratch it out. I'm looking for you every night. No, you're not going to come every night, but I'm looking for you anyway. Do what God puts upon your heart. And you know, sometimes, especially when you love church, you hate to not go to church, and then you got a good reason why you can't come, but then you have somebody to call you and tell you what a good time they had. Nothing worse than getting secondhand news. I want my good news on firsthand basis. Let me hear it. Let me feel it. Let me be in the midst of my brothers and sisters, because if your spirit and my spirit intertwine with one another, then we can exalt God's name together, and we can run on and see what the end is going to be. Hallelujah. I'm encouraged this week that God is going to bless somebody in the house. Not necessarily one of our members, one of our visitors. We're hoping and praying that God bless them and shower them with many blessings. Because don't nobody know what you want or what you need when you came through that door this morning. All of us need something from the Lord. And I thank God that he is the supplier of all of our needs. We thank God this morning because when we prepare for the revival, we got to get our mind straight. We got to clear out some things. We got to clean up some things. And as we speak of having our own day, let us understand before we get judgmental or opinionated as to who deserves what. You know, we have a tendency to judge people from the outside, and we don't consider what they're doing on the inside. We also remind folk of what they used to be. But aren't you glad you're not where you was? You don't have to be turning somersaults. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to run around the church. But you ought to have something different on the inside of you than what you had last year this time. If you hadn't got a blessing from last revival to this revival, you sure enough ought to be sitting on the mercy seat this week. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, we don't have the mercy seat no more. All of us saved and sanctified. Hello, Jesus. There was a time when we wasn't ashamed of our wrongdoing. And we felt like a revival time. I'm going to get it right. I'm going to sit on this seat until somebody pray me up or until I have sense enough to pray for myself. There's one thing about the old mothers in the old day. They'll bring you to the mercy seat. Be one of them chaps that act up all the time. Grab you by the ear and pull you on up there. You sit here on the front. You won't be passing no notes or doing nothing on the front row. I think we need a monitor to go back in the corners, and especially up in that corner up there where we tend to bring our phones out and we texting while we in church. I may not see everything, but we got some folk to tell it all. We got to stop giving our children phones to pacify them so that they can be entertained by service. Let them be entertained by the word of God, by the spirit of God, by the sons of God, and do the thing that ought to be done. Train a child in the way that he should go. Now, you know good and well, which we didn't have them phones back in our day, so we didn't have that to worry about. But that's why we have to pray so much harder on today. Things have gotten better, but it seems like the word is coming true to fact that the wiser we get, the weaker we are. We got so much sense, we don't have any sense. It's revival time. Not time to be rubbed down. You need a rub down, you rub down at home. So you can come here and you can get loose for the Lord. I started to rub down this morning, but I didn't want to be smelling like it, so I thought I'd wait till I get back. Don't try to act like you got it going on when you notice you got some ailments in that old body of yours. I'm not ashamed of being gay. Sure enough. So glad they came up with the unscented kind. We got to allow God to be our God no matter what we are going through. And we can't allow nobody to tell us what we got. I don't have to walk around with a big old sign on your chest that you say. All you got to do is treat folk like you want to be treated. All you got to do is act like a child of God. And we got to understand that as children of God, we don't always do things just right. Holy and sanctified as we are, we still make some mistakes in our lives. Looking out of the corner of our eyes. The Bible declares, 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he have done, whether it be good or bad. So now we can relate that to our topic this morning. We will all have our day. But now we must shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one of us may receive the things done in his body according to what he have done. So you can't point the finger and say somebody else made you do it. Time out talking about the devil made you do it. You ought to have sense enough to know the devil. You ought to have sense enough to refuse and rebuke the devil. When you see him coming, you ought to make a detour and go the other way. The Bible tells us resist the devil and he'll flee from you. As long as you have a listening ear to a whole lot of gossip instead of good news, the devil is going to try you. And so what you do in your body, whether it's good or whether it's bad, the Bible declares here that y'all are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. I'm so glad that God is the judge and he didn't leave it to man. Man always going to find some fault with you, especially when it comes to jealousy. But you got to understand that no matter who or what people think about you, you are your father's child. And God will bless you and keep you in his loving care. As believers, we got to understand that we are not the judge. God is the judge. And all of our sins have already been atoned for. For as Paul says in Hebrews 10, 16, and 17, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, said the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds, and I will write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. See, when you go to God and you confess your sins, Stop beating yourself across the head because of still feeling guilty about what you've done. If you gave it to God and you believe in God, then let it go and try to do a little bit better. You might not get it all at one time, but in God's own time, you will see a change in the way you think. You'll see a change in the way you look at other folk. You'll see a change in what you hear and understand. Everything that's negative, you got to learn how to push it out and start getting some positive thoughts in your mind. Even though we've been covered in the blood, we still shall be judged according to our works. I'm so glad that God's blood has never lost its power. But I thank God that I realize now that we got to be workers in the vineyard. I reminded of the song that said, "May the work I've done speak for me." Now, if that be true, some of us is going to have some hush-hush time because we're not doing anything. If I'm talking to you, good. If I'm not talking to you, then excellent. But the truth is the truth. We like to talk the talk, but we won't walk the walk. If you're going to talk it, you ought to walk it. You ought to trust the power of a loving God. When we say that we believe in God, then we must learn to work while it's day. For night is going to come when no man can work. We got to stop thinking that it's all going to be all right anyhow. You got to help God to make it all right with you. Now, when we look here in Galatians, the Bible talks about that brother that have been sinning and those of us that are judgmental. But the Bible declared, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, if you are so spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So in other words, if you're looking at what somebody else has done, be very careful that you're not doing the same thing. Sometimes it's just a mere fact that you just don't do it anymore. But don't forget where you come from. Don't forget that the same God that brought you through, he'll bring somebody else through. The same God that forgave you of all your sins, he is still standing there with his arms wide open to forgive your brother, your sister, your enemy of their sins. Don't get the big head just because you got a little bit of Jesus. Sometimes we get a little bit of Jesus and here we go knocking on somebody's door. Hallelujah. You better have your armor on. You better have your mind made up. You better not listen to any and everything somebody say. Somebody knocking at your door saying, the Lord told me to come by and tell you this. Well, let them know I didn't get that memo. I missed that. And I'm waiting on the Lord to tell me that you're coming. And so when I see you at the door, I'm going to open the door graciously. I'm going to welcome you in. And I'm going to be attentive to what you got to say. But now if I feel in my spirit that you're signifying, if I feel in my spirit that you just come by to give me a piece of your mind, then I'll let it in one ear and out the other ear. And if you go too far, I'll show you the same door you came in. Am I talking to anybody in here? It's revival time. Stop allowing people to use you as their doormat. Bear ye one another's burdens. So fulfill the law of Christ. For then, this verse 3, if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. All of us that think that we're more than a bag and a few chips, we got about three extra dollars in our pocket, got a nice car to drive, got a nice house to live in, and that makes us better than anybody else. But what about that man that's living in that shanty? What about that man that don't have no car, but walk to the house of God? Walk proudly because I come to tell Lord, I just want to thank you. You got to learn how to thank God for what you got. Don't think more of yourself than what you are. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. But let every man, the Bible said, prove his own work. And then shall we have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. You don't have to boast about what you do. Just do it. You know how it is when you help somebody along the way and before they can get out the door and spend that $10 you gave them, you done already called somebody. If you can't do it from the heart, don't do it. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. We ought to have some good things to say sometime. You know, we heard a long time ago when we were kids, if you don't have anything good to say, just don't say anything at all. But you know, we hard-headed. We don't care whether we got something good to say or whether it hurts somebody or not. I remind when we was kids, and you say sticks and stones may break my bone, but words would never harm me. Well, now, you live long enough, and you find out that words can hurt more than a stone. You hit me with a stone, and I feel it when it hit, but then I'm over that. But if you hit me with your words, and they hurt my heart, then it may take me a while to get over that. Be careful what come out your mouth. You got to communicate some good things and teach good things and let God know that you are a child of the King. Then he says in verse 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Ask yourself the question this morning. What kind of seeds am I sowing? What am I doing to do what the Lord God would have me to do? For I realize that if I sow unto the flesh, then of the flesh shall I reap corruption. But if I sow to the Spirit of the Almighty God, the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. See, I'm trying to plant some good seeds. Trying to plant some seeds so I know that when the Lord gets ready, everything is going to be all right. When the Lord calls on your name, do you want to hear him say, well done? But if you don't do anything on this side of life, you better realize that the good things are not going to come unto you. But I heard that when the praises go up, that your blessings will come down. And God told me to stop by and let you know this morning. Be not weary in your well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. So keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on trusting the power of an almighty God. For as we have therefore this opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to them that are of the house of faith. I want to let you know that I serve a mighty God. I serve a God this morning that's going to do what I need him to do. But I stopped by to find out where are the workers in the house. See, we all are going to have our day. We're going to have to answer for the work that we've done on this side. Then we're going to have to answer for that we have not done. So many of us say, Lord, I got faith in thee. But the Bible declares, what do the prophet of brethren? Though a man say he have faith and not have words, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute and you don't give them the thing that they need, what good are you doing them to tell them that everything going to be all right? You got to show them that it's going to be all right because you're trusting the power of a loving God. I want to let you know that even though faith have its works, faith is dead being alone. You got to say, if a man say that I have faith, and I have works, show me thy faith without thy works. And I'll show you my faith by my works. I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that it's time for us to get to work. Don't wait on the faithful few to do everything. Somebody got to be willing to serve the Lord while you have a chance. I thank God this morning for being our God. I thank God for looking beyond our fault and saw a need the best of our very soul. Is there anybody in the house this morning that know that you serve a mighty God? You better work while it's day, for night is going to come when no man can work. Is there any work in the vineyard? The Bible say the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. We got a whole lot of folk talking, but I want to find some folk that's willing to stand up. Stand up and work for the Lord. Stand up and tell somebody I know who God is. Stand up and tell somebody the Lord will make a way out of no way. Is there anybody in here this morning that came to give your God praise? You got to praise him while you can. It's all right to throw your hands up. It's all right to open up your mouth. If God has done anything for you this morning and you know it wasn't nobody but Jesus, then you ought to glorify the Lord with your tongue. You ought to glorify the Lord with your heart. You ought to say, for God I'll live and for the Lord I'll die. I'm so glad this morning that I want to hear him say, well done. So I'm going to stand up while I can. I'm going to praise him while I can. I know that one day it's all going to be over. But I found out that I got to stand for the Lord. I'm going to stand when I can't stand by myself. The Lord said, I'll stand right there with you. It's time for the people of God to get your house in order. Is there anybody here that know that you need a blessing from on high? I stopped by to let you know you're in the right place at the right time. And you got to get your due on your given day. Everybody going to have to answer to the Lord. You're going to have to confess your fault before God. You have to understand that God understands. And then when God throw it into the sea of forgiveness, you don't have to go and pick it back up no more. But when God blesses you and bring you out, I'm so glad, so glad, I'm so glad that God has brought me out. Brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. And I know the Lord will make a way out of no way. For he's that kind of God. I just come to share with you this morning the mere fact that every one of us are going to have our day. We're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And as we stand before him, we got to understand that everything we've said and done has already been written in the book of life. So you got to trust God. You got to believe God. You got to know that God is going to do what needs to be done. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Mama can't stand for you. Daddy can't stand for you. Preacher can't stand for you. We will all have our own day. And when I have that day that I stand before Christ, I'm not going to try to look around and find an excuse as to why I didn't dot this I across that T. But I'm going to give God praises while I have a chance. I just stopped by for a few moments just to let you know that God is still a miracle worker. God is still doing great things. I want to let you know that God is still a healer. He's a keeper. And he is a sustainer of all that you might go through. Don't allow nobody to discredit what God has done in your life. If it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, where would we be this morning? I'm so grateful that I serve a loving God, a God that has pulled us out from the dirt into his marvelous light. And after standing before the judgment seat of Christ, our day is going to come. And when your day comes and your name is called, don't look around and see who's listening. All you got to do is just hear what thus said the Lord. And if you're doing what God would have you to do, then you don't have anything to worry about. You can't work it out yourself. God has to be the one. He is the sustainer. He is the keeper. He is our leader and he is our guide. What would we do without the power of the Lord? I'm so grateful that I know that God is real. And I know that he has all power in his hands. Some of us may be going through this morning, but go through with expectation that one day it's all going to be over. And when it's over for you, it's just starting for somebody else. But isn't God a wonderful God this morning? And we prepare our hearts and our minds for revival. Do know that God is looking, God is listening, and God wants us to be on his side. He says, I come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. For he don't want you to be the least. He wants you to be the greatest. And that's why he lets us know even in the word, the first is going to be last. Those that feel like they're going to be last, you're going to get sort of a ushering up to the front of the line and say, it's your time now. Do what you can while you can. But do know that faith without works is dead. Unless you put it into action, then it's stagnant. But if you just make a step and try, God will show you how to make a way. He is truly a way maker this morning. And I'm so thankful to be one of his children. I'm so glad that when I read in the word that if you be in my hand, no man is able to pluck you out. Get in the hands of God. Hold on to his unchanging hand and everything will work out for your good. Isn't God a wonderful God this morning? Hallelujah. Somebody ought to give God praise this morning.